I'm going to go really quickly over my disclosure. It's going to be so quickly you're not going to see it. But I have nothing to disclose. I work for a public university, so I'm going to give you a little overview of the ER enhancement program. It's an ER diversion project that is enhanced with increased access to substance use treatment for those who need it. How we are accomplishing this in Missouri through the building collaboratives of community agencies and some of the preliminary outcomes. So, trying to get rid of this guy. There we go. So why did we find the need for an ER enhancement? It's to increase access to community behavioral health care. We found that many times people go to the emergency room and they're treated, released, and then they end right back up because they didn't have a follow-up plan. So why do we need that? Because behavioral health issues are pervasive. 1 in 5 adults have a mental health diagnosis. The National Emergency Department sample said that in 2006, there were 13 million visits to the ER that involved mental health or substance abuse disorder. That was 10% of all ER or ED visits. And an agency for healthcare research says that mental health disorders are one of the 5 most costly healthcare conditions. So what are we doing in Missouri? We have found in Missouri that over the past decade, the behavioral health visits have just increased exponentially. In 2004, there were 220 ER visits for behavioral health care. In 2013, that rose to 384,000, which is a 73% increase. And during that same period, ER visits for physical health increased 25%. So it's increased 3 times that for physical health. In the 384,000 visits in 2013, those were from 142 individuals. So they each averaged almost 3 visits returning. And a Missouri Hospital Association report that just came out said the average cost for each of these visits is $4,000. So Missouri has spent $1.5 billion over the past year for treating behavioral health or for hospital visits. And while we say there are 3 visits, there are many outliers out there. We have one site that had an individual who, the 6 months before they were engaged in the services, had over 50 ER visits. And those are the people that we are really trying to capture here to keep them from returning for. So why do people go to the ER? First, it's cost. Many of these people are uninsured or underinsured. And second, stigma is still alive and well. People feel like they can handle the problem themselves, so they don't want to admit that there's a problem. And third, many times people just don't know where to go to get help. So that's why the ER enhancement, Governor Jay Nixon, set aside some funding to increase access to mental health services, and this is part of that initiative. It's administered by the Department of Mental Health, Missouri's Department of Mental Health, Division of Behavioral Health, and it started in October 1st, 2013, and MIMH was contracted to evaluate the program. So, how does it work? The Department of Mental Health gave each 7 sites across the state of Missouri funding to build a collaborative. They have their own set of criteria for including people, which because they know best the what their community needs are and what their community resources are. So there are 7 administrative agents, and they have partnered with 19 other community mental health centers, so there's 26 community mental health centers in this program, 45 hospitals and clinics, 25 substance abuse treatment providers, 30 local law enforcement agencies, which we have found is to be very important in the rural areas. There's 8 divisions of developmental disability, and 51 local service agencies providing housing, food, basic needs. These are the counties that are covered in by this program right now. There are 51 counties, so that's about 45% of the 114 counties in Missouri. So, how do people get from the ER to the community mental health center? Like I said, the state gave each of these administrative agencies the latitude to create what the cooperative that they need. So, they have trained people well in how to building this collaborative. And how it works right now is an individual is ID'd at the hospital as having an high utilizer or just somebody who could benefit from the program. But however, we have found in some of the rural sites that there have been hospital closures or there's so few hospitals that a lot of times people are actually going to the police department and presenting and saying, I need help. So this could be somebody from the police department that recognizes this is somebody who could benefit from the program. That person calls a community mental health center outreach worker. The outreach worker either comes and meets with the individual on site, or if they can't make it there, they call and assess any kind of immediate needs that they may have, whether that be housing or food or whatever, and they make at that time an appointment with a community mental health center. Then one thing that we have found is transportation is a huge issue that many times people, even though they have that intent to make it there, they don't have the means to get there. So the outreach worker arranges for transportation and actually takes them to the community mental health center, where a case manager does further assessment and provides care coordination and advocacy for behavioral health counseling, substance abuse counseling, housing, food. They work with people who are uninsured to get on Medicaid, you know, help them with the health application. And they're looking at treating the whole person by addressing the behavioral, the physical, and the basic needs. So we at MIMH have been asked to assess the degree to which the project improves outcomes. And we're doing that through process evaluation. We collect demographics, presenting concerns for those who present at the hospital, insurance status. We gauge participant satisfaction through focus groups, and also we ask how satisfied are you with this program. And we also look at collaboration between the stakeholders. Also, we developed a web-based data entry system, which is very secure, and each of the sites collect the data, and they enter it directly from the community mental health center. So we did a collaboration. I can never remember the name of the scale. It's created by Thomas Perry and Miller, and it looks at five domains of collaboration. We developed a Qualtrics survey that we sent. We got sent it to every stakeholder in the program, and we got about a 70% response rate from that. 84% agreed that there was clear role definition under administration. 88% did not feel that the emergency room enhancement program hindered their agency goals, which I think is really amazing. 83% agreement that that governance was shared among collaborators. 80% agreed that there was resource sharing. And 60% agreed there was interagency trust. We think that we're going to replicate this in the spring, and we're hoping that will increase because we think that has grown since the program's been going. One of the comments that we had, I'm really pleased with how our agencies are starting to pull together. This problem did not happen overnight, and the working on and implementing solutions will take some time as well. Great to have the services in our community. That is sort of a common theme that we have been hearing from most of the stakeholders. We were also asked to look at outcome evaluation, status changes in ER utilization, hospitalizations, housing, employment, criminal involvement, and enrollments in substance treatment programs. We collect the data at baseline and a 3-month follow-up, and the participants get a $10 gift card for the follow-up. And the data are actually collected from the outreach workers and the case managers. So what did we hypothesize? That there would be increases in enrollments in substance treatment programs, in housing and employment, and that there would be decreases in ER utilization and hospitalizations and criminal involvement. So looking at the demographics overall, as of October 20th, we had 1,233 people engaged in this program. There's really nothing out of the ordinary of the state, a little higher non-white, but the average age is 37, just like the demographics of the state, equally split between gender, which kind of proves that behavioral health disorders are equal opportunity. But there are some things that stand out. 25% of the participants are homeless, 45% are uninsured, and 39% have Medicaid. When we looked at presenting concerns, a third had substance use disorder. There were 24% that were there for either a suicide attempt or suicide ideation. And 26% also presented with physical health issue. Okay, so we have, as of October 20th, collected follow-up data on 434 people. You can see that the past 90-day ER visits dropped from 3.1 to 1.3, which is a 59% reduction in ER visits, and hospitalizations went from 1.4 to 0.6, which is a 57% reduction in hospitalizations. In addition to that, we found decreases in homelessness by 68%, 65% decrease in prior 30-day arrest, and increases in employment, a 35% increase in employment, and enrollment in substance use treatment more than doubled. We also asked about how satisfied they were with the program, and 97% of the people are satisfied or very satisfied with the program. So I'd like to end with this little saying by Rosalind Carter. The overwhelming majority of people with mental illness can lead normal lives, living at home, going to school, going to work, and being productive citizens in the community. We have to get the word out that mental illnesses can be diagnosed and treated, and almost everyone suffering from mental illness can live meaningful lives in their communities. And I also like to end with the story about the individual that had the 50 ER visits before. After they started receiving services, they are now taking part-time classes, they're working part-time, and they've had no further ER visits. And they credit the housing support that they received and the case manager and the help that they got from them for their success. Here's some references, and that's it.